Hello and welcome to the CMF News Round, a look at the latest news and comment from the Christian Medical Fellowship, with me, Andrew Horton. Our top stories: a landmark ruling on a right to die case at the High Court is welcomed by CMF. Also, probing into CMF finances reflects lazy journalism from The Guardian. And we take a look at the upcoming CMF Autumn conferences and how they could be good news for you if you're looking for inspiration and encouragement on the journey. But first, to our top story. The Christian Medical Fellowship has welcomed a landmark ruling by a High Court judge that a brain-damaged woman shouldn't have her life ended. Known as M, the 52-year-old is in what is known as a minimally conscious state. During proceedings, the family argued she was in pain and that artificial feeding and hydration should be withdrawn, but staff caring for her disagreed. The official solicitor and the health authority responsible for her care opposed the application. Here's Dr. Andrew Ferguson, a retired GP and former CMF staff member who now chairs one of the committees of the Care Not Killing Alliance.
I think that all the member organisations within the Care Not Killing Alliance and Christian Medical Fellowships, being a founder organisation and at the forefront, really do welcome this very warmly. It's a wise and sensible decision. It leaves the ethical boundaries where they were. It clarifies clinical boundaries. It clarifies legal issues. And I think all CMF members know that there are tough situations. Bad things happen. Families, in my experience, often find huge reserves of courage and love and perseverance and commitment. Others, for all sorts of understandable reasons, feel differently or can't manage those levels, and that's where a caring state comes in. But a caring state needs to operate within ethical boundaries, and it's a great relief and a great encouragement to have the traditional Christian exhortation, "Thou shalt not kill," underlined here for us by the judge this week.
Other news now, and in a Guardian spread on the recent abortion counselling amendment debate, the paper linked CMF and other organisations to financial backers with megabucks and right-wing politics in the southern states of America. Guardian columnist George Monbiot rang the CMF office to ask for, quote, "the names of your major donors and the amount they contributed in the last financial year." He was told that about 95% of our income came from our 5,500 UK members in donations, subscriptions, legacies and other payments, but the exact amount given by each individual member was confidential. He later blogged that CMF was one of a number of organisations he'd contacted who had made excuses about not wanting to reveal their major donors. But Catherine Butcher, CMF's head of communications, says that's just not true.
Our funding comes from our members. We've got very generous members, and they give sacrificially and they give their time. We've got a tiny staff team. Many of us just work part-time. And so when someone comes on the line and asks about funding and tries to allege that we've got funding from America, it's just not true. We don't get money from trusts. We don't get money from government. We actually rely on our members. And currently we've got an appeal which is for £1.2 million to develop the ministry amongst the members and to pay off the mortgage on the building that we use. But again, it'll be the members that'll come up with that money. It won't be some big financial backer in some politically motivated dark room. There's no conspiracy here. There is nothing to hide, nothing sinister. We rely on our members, and that's where our funding comes from.
Also making the news, the Archbishop of Wales has been accused of being unchristian. It's after he dared to criticise the Welsh Government's intention to bring in presumed consent for organ donation. A number of times the government has said it wants to bring in legislation to introduce a so-called soft opt-out system. It would mean patients are presumed to consent to their organs being donated unless they decide to be taken off the register. Close relatives would still have a final say. Dr. Barry Morgan used his presidential address to the Church in Wales governing body to claim that people's organs should be donated to others as a free gift and not treated like assets of the state. But his comments have drawn an angry reaction from patients and medical groups. Wales aims to be the first UK country to introduce such a system. Recently, its government said in a statement that it intends publishing a white paper in late October or early November. Further consultation will follow, with a view to legislation being introduced in 2012. And we close with a look ahead to some upcoming events for members of the Christian Medical Fellowship. We're heading into conference season now. This Saturday, the 1st of October, we've got the Psychiatry Day Conference. On Monday, it's the start of the Retirees Conference. On the 14th to 16th of October, it's the Northern Conference in Scarborough. And on the last weekend of October, it's the National Junior Doctors Conference at Hoythorpe Hall in Leicestershire. So all systems go on the networking front there. I was at the MMC conference just gone and caught up with Andrew McCardle, a junior doctor and member of the Junior Doctors Committee. And one of the questions I asked him was why being a CMF member is so important to him.
I think for me, I find that not only do I get things out of it, but it gives me an opportunity to contribute as well. And so in terms of what I get out, I think the central thing for me would be the yearly Junior Doctors Conference or the National Conference. Just the opportunity to meet with junior doctors of all different types from all over the country and often from all over the world, to share fellowship, to enjoy time with each other, to support each other, and to sort of think together about how we can connect our faith and our practice.
So do come along to one or more of the conferences if they sound right for you. We do hope you'll go away refreshed, inspired and encouraged. But that's all now from the CMF News Round for another week. Do follow our blog for more breaking news and comment on issues Christian and medical. That's www.cmfblog.org.uk. But for now, from me, Andrew Horton, goodbye.